Hello friends, this is Nitin and I welcome you to my startup podcast channel Jazair Audio, where we share real stories with real learnings. So before I talk about my today's guest speaker, I want to talk about Y Combinator, a US-based early stage accelerator which periodically conducts 3 months long programs wherein they invite startup applications from across the world. Sources say some 7,000 plus startups apply for it every year. And this time for its Winter 2020 or YCW20 program, startups from 32 different countries were selected, and Mumbai-based GoDutch was one of the 24 startups that were selected from India. And this long introduction was necessary because today we have the co-founder of GoDutch, Sagar Sheth. So Sagar will be talking to us about his whole journey or experience while going through YCW20 program, what changes took place in GoDutch, and how he raised subsequent funding during and post the demo day. Hi Sagar, welcome to Jazair Audio and thank you for talking to us.
Thanks, Nitin. Happy to be here.
So, Sagar, before we talk about your own experience, we want to understand from you that out of thousands of applications from India, why is it that barely 25 to 30 startups make it to any YC program?
Y Combinator is an incredibly selective process, right? When you think about Stanford MBA acceptance, I think the rate is like 6%, and here it's 1-2%. But that's when you look at the average, right? I think if you divide it into companies, you know, which have slightly higher chances and companies which have slightly lower chances, then they'll give you a better perspective. So there would be companies which are just not ready to embark on the YC journey, and hence they have very little chances. But if companies get three things right, then they basically have much higher chances. Those three things which, you know, I think YC partners look out for are, one, you know, great founding team, right. Second, solving a problem in a very large market, and number three is traction that the startup has it. So, you know, when I mean great founding team, it's basically one which has very passionate entrepreneurs with complementary skill set and some experience either working in a startup or in a large company in the domain that they're starting out in. Okay. Basically, the founders, you know, should come across as people who know what they're doing, and the YC partners should be able to imagine the founders as the leaders of a smaller company. So that's on the founding team part. Second is solving a problem in a large market, right? So whenever YC or any other VC investor, for that matter, backs an early stage company, you only make returns if you become a really large unicorn sort of outcome. And for that to happen, the addressable market that you as a startup are targeting needs to be really large. So that's number two, which is really, really important. Number three is basically traction, right? You need to show to YC that you are ready with a product which, you know, you can distribute to users and the users are liking your product. Yeah. In fact, YC's tagline is make something users want. So you basically need to show that you're able to acquire users and they are liking your product. So showing that traction is really important. So yeah, those are the three factors which really lead to those 1-2% entrepreneurs converting and getting into YC.
Absolutely. So why don't you share us about your own journey or experience of YC program?
Sure, yeah. So YC has a very standard deal, at least at our time. They basically invest $150,000 in exchange for 7% equity under something that they call a safe note concept that they've started. And that's basically the deal. But the YC experience is much more valuable than just the money that they provide us as startup funding, right? It's basically the whole mentorship that they, you know, brought to the table. So all the YC partners are basically ex-entrepreneurs who've sold companies worth, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars. Okay. And we basically got numerous opportunities to speak with them in both group settings as well as individual settings. And you know, since they're all ex-entrepreneurs, even in a few minutes of conversation, they were able to basically give us very meaningful feedback and suggestions. Other than the, you know, YC partners themselves, we got to attend sessions by various other successful YC founders as well. Right. So for example, I remember we had this very candid 2-hour chat with the Airbnb founders who came and told us their entire story. We had the Reddit founder come and tell us his entire story, so on and so forth, right? So basically hearing from the horse's mouth of, you know, right, how these founders have really started and run very large companies. But I think the most valuable learning, which is, you know, oftentimes sort of underestimated, is basically the learning that happens through peers. So at Y Combinator, you are a part of this incredible cohort of, you know, really smart and passionate entrepreneurs from all around the world, right? Working in so many different fields, right? From, you know, medicine, fintech, cybersecurity, gaming, you name it, right? There's just so much to learn from each and every one. So yeah, the YC experience was obviously one incredible experience for us.
Essentially, it means that they fill the required dots for you before you either even enter the market or plan to scale up.
In fact, if I were to talk about our experience a little bit more, we were one of the very few Indian companies in the YC batch which didn't have a product live. We actually had an MVP which we had, you know, tested but didn't have a proper live product. So the YC partners actually encouraged us to, you know, launch a beta version as quickly as possible and start taking real user feedback to continuously improve the product. You know, instead of spending too much time trying to build a great first version of the app, just build something quickly, launch it to the market and let users give you feedback, and then you know, constantly experiment and tweak things and make the product better.
I believe it was a 3 months virtual program, right?
Absolutely. It's a 3 months program where the agenda is to basically build a great product, continue to grow throughout the 3 months. And at the end of the 3 months, there's something called a demo day where you basically pitch to investors and then raise your subsequent funding.
And you continue to get support from the mentors and even network with other YC startups?
Yes, all the YC partners are always accessible for help, whether it be in person or phone conversation. All the YC founders, both Indian as well as global, are always accessible through, you know, there's an interface called Bookface, which they have on the web. There are these numerous WhatsApp groups, which we have. There's a mailing list, all of that. So it's a very open community. It's a very collaborative community. And everyone sort of seeks to help out each other. It's good to, you know, have other founders who are in the same boat as you and sort of get your questions answered by them directly as and when they arrive.
That's amazing. So what changes took place in GoDutch while going through the program?
Yes, I think this goes back to what I just told you, right? We were basically one of the very few Indian companies which didn't have our product live. We just had an MVP, you know, which we had tested, but we didn't really launch it into the market. And the YC partners told us that we need to launch a beta version because the feedback that users will give us will be the real feedback. We need to make a product, not that the founders want, we need to make a product that the users want. So that was our strategy basically. Then we launched a product quickly to the market, kept experimenting and tweaking things according to, you know, what users wanted. And that sort of, you know, has stayed with us. That has brought about a fundamental change in the way the company operates. We are basically a product first company, and we have like a product culture that we've built over time.
Awesome. So how did you raise the subsequent funding during or post the demo day?
Correct. Yes, we have. So during the YC program, like I said, we launched our beta version and got some great user feedback.
Yeah.
And as we were nearing the end of the 3 month program, we started our fundraising efforts because we knew that by then we had validated our idea, and now we just needed the capital to, you know, build out a team and scale our efforts.
Right.
And the YC brand name really helped here because it gave us access to both global and Indian investors.
Absolutely.
And a lot of it is, you know, inbound interest where VCs and angel investors come and want to chat with you. You know, versus you having to go out and look for investors to speak with.
Yeah.
So once we had that, once we had the access to investors to speak with, we basically applied the same principles that we had applied to get into YC. Basically show great founder fit, great market and some traction. Right. And yeah, now we've basically raised a total of $1.66 million till late as part of our seed round. Really fortunate that, you know, backed by some really marquee names, Matrix Partners India, Global Founders Capital, which is a European fund, amazing angel investors, co-founder of Tinder on board, a guy by the name of Justin Mateen. We have Rohan Angirish, who's basically the ex-CTO of Capital Float, currently heading ICICI Labs, and a few more other, you know, angel investors that we see from there.
Great. So ready for the surprise question? If it weren't for entrepreneurship, what would you have been doing otherwise?
I think if I wouldn't have been a founder, I would have been a venture capital investor, which was actually my previous job. So I worked for 2 years in a venture capital firm where I was looking at Series B kind of startups.
Yeah.
I think venture capital is incredibly exciting because you get that energy from entrepreneurs, right? You are talking with different entrepreneurs every day. You're understanding new business models, which are some of which, you know, could be breakthroughs in technology, some of which could be great business model innovation, some of which, you know, would have great impact on society. So I think just that job of a venture capital investor where you are interacting with entrepreneurs on a day in, day out basis and analyzing which businesses out of those would actually merge and become large businesses.
Yeah.
That, I think, is an incredibly exciting profession to be in, and I really enjoyed.
Fabulous. So with this, we have reached at the end of this podcast. Sagar, thank you for coming on board to Jazair Audio and sharing some great insights. I'm sure a lot of founders would love it and find great insights from it.
Thanks again. Thanks.
Lastly, I want to thank all the listeners who took their valuable time to listen to this podcast. Keep rocking, be safe, and don't forget to share.